Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week.
Hi, you're listening to the midweek podcast of Kingdom Living, which we upload every Thursday at 5 a.m. And today we're on it again. Our topic is on love. Loving sincerely, loving without pretense. That's why our verse is based on Romans 12 verse 9. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Do not deserve our goodness. But friends, the Holy Spirit in us wants to help us. The Holy Spirit wants to empower us. But how can we wholeheartedly embrace His help and goodness? You know, by acknowledging that our bodies are living sacrifices, that our bodies are the temple of the Almighty God, we become more conscious of what we fill our flesh with. When we make the choice to hate evil and wholeheartedly embrace good, we embark on a spiritual journey. It's the journey that says, God, I recognize that this body is your temple. I recognize that this body is a living sacrifice, and I want this body to do good. That is the decision that we make. That is a conscious decision. The Holy Spirit within us is eager to guide us to its righteousness when we make the decision to embark on the spiritual journey. Doing good is a spiritual thing. It's a journey. Unlike our flesh that takes pleasure in wickedness, the Spirit says, no, I want to help you to do good. Having resolved to walk in the Spirit, we exercise faith in God and trust that He will lead us towards what is good when we genuinely seek His righteousness. This faith is exercised by us knowing that we may not be where we think we want to be, no longer lying, no longer slandering, no longer gossiping or committing immoral acts. But we have the faith that when we follow the Word of God, when we follow the Holy Spirit's leading, then we will be transformed. That is the faith. We may not be where we ought to be now, but because we have made the choice to do good, the Spirit is helping us. That is the faith we have. The Spirit of God longs to assist us in overcoming destructive habits and negative emotions. As a result, friends, it is the Spirit molding us into vessels of goodness. That is the picture that we have. That is what we want to see in the end, that will become vessels of goodness. Now, how do we do good? First, I would say love God, because God is good. If God is good and we love God, it means that we are automatically becoming good. Second, renew your mind daily through the Word of God. This is why it's important for us to read the Word of God daily, taking it as our daily intake, our dose, you know, having a dose of the Word of God. It helps us to renew our mind. It is one thing to renew our mind through reading the Word of God. It's another thing to practice it. This is why I would say third is practice the written Word of God. What we have read, what we have memorized, what we are meditating on should become our daily practice. When we read on the Word of God, do not lie, then we have to start practicing it. Even though sometimes we may fall into that act of lying, we will say, no, not again. I'm not going to lie the next time. And this will condition us. We condition our acts, and we will become one day people that do not lie. Fourth, follow the instructions of God. The Word of God has so many instructions. Do not lie is one of them. Do not steal. Do not gossip. Do not do this. Do not do that. That is an instruction. I know for many of us, it's not easy to follow instructions because we do not want to be instructed. Because we do not like, we think like we are in a cage when we receive instructions or we're not free, but we are free. It does not mean that we are not free. We are free in Christ. Those instructions from God are supposed to help us, guide us, lead us into freedom. Lastly, I would say allow the Holy Spirit to help you. Sometimes we think like we can do it on our own, but we can't. It takes the Holy Spirit to help us become. Friends, meditate on Romans 12 verse 9. It says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good." Lord, thank you for your spirit that dwells in my brother, in my sister, and in me. Thank you because you want to help us to do good. Help us to hate evil and to cling to what is good in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, thank you for listening to today's podcast. And we know that you have been blessed. Because you have been blessed, we encourage you to share this podcast, this episode, with your friends and your loved ones. People that need to hear this word, spread the word of God so that in the end, His kingdom will advance. We wish you a blessed day because it's the morning. See you next time. Bye.